Welcome to another edition of the Go Knowles Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me, in my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is December the 8th, 2020. No segments for this episode. Just more Florida State rambling. This week is game week, quotation marks. I think we're playing Duke. Either Duke or Wake Forest, I'm not sure. You know, just keeping my fingers crossed that we can actually play this game. If everybody's healthy. Quotation marks on healthy. You know, I just never thought I would live to see the day that this program would be in such dire straits. I mean, just a shell of his former self, you know. Laughing stock of the ACC. Bottom feeder in the ACC. No national respect. You know, everybody talks about iconic brand and all that nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. Tradition and iconic brands and none of that crap means nothing at the moment. Because we suck. Okay. That stuff only means something when you're winning. Recruits of today don't care about what happened 50 years ago, 40 years ago. They want to know what you're doing right now. And hopefully Mike Norvell can get this thing going in the right direction. I think next year, next season, 6-6. You're hoping for 6-6. You're praying for 6-6. A lot of things have to go our way for us to go 6-6. Just transformation on the offensive and defensive lines, like I've said pretty much on every podcast that I've done. Complete quantum leap on the offensive and defensive lines. You have to have that. You cannot build your football team outside in. You have to build it inside out. It's just, I mean, you just think about it. Okay, you wouldn't build a house from inside out. You wouldn't build a car from outside or inside out. You build a frame first, right? Then you put all the stuff that you need on the inside. Offensive and defensive lines is essentially the frame of a football team. More so the offensive line. Because like I said, it controls. If you have a dominating offensive line, it's a pretty good chance you're going to be a very good football team. On defense also. Because you got those defensive guys resting on the sidelines. And I've said this countless times, man. And Norvell, he knows that. You know, he's went out and got, several offensive line recruits, a couple of defensive ends. So he gets it. Just the caliber of player that we're getting, it might take a little bit longer to get back to where we want to be, but I think he can do it. We just, like I said in previous episodes, we just don't have that DeMarcus Walker leader type. We don't have that Dalvin Cook leader type. We don't have that Jameis Winston type that can stand up in the locker room and then go out and back it up on the field. Okay, you don't need guys standing up in the locker room talking and then they can't go out on the field and back it up. Now, you know, somebody like Tamorian Terry stands up and starts talking, you gonna listen because he produces. When he was on this team, Nasruddin, okay? I mean, offensively and defensively, those were your guys coming into this season. But Nasruddin's been hurt, and I don't know what happened with Terry. Did he opt out? Did he quit? I don't know. We just need better leadership amongst the players. Coaching, like I said before, better in-game adjustments. I think the initial 15-play script by Norvell is excellent, but there's nothing after that. Andy Fuller, just no adjustments. We're just gonna let the offense run the same running play 10 times in a row and just gash us all the way down the field. NC State, we're gonna let a wide receiver just run untouched, you know, and just catch touchdowns. So that just tells me no adjustments, man. And then, I mean, as a defensive coordinator, have some passion to get in somebody's face and tell them that they're messing up. You know, we got a couple of guys signing on defense on December the 16th. As you know, I'm not like a real big recruiting guy. I always say it's going to take a couple of years to see what you got. I don't think in this class we have any Dalvin Cooks or Jalen Ramsey, so we'll see. I thought Tua Philly was the gem of the 2020 class, but they just don't get him involved enough. So if this game is played this week on Saturday, I would hope that they would try to get him more involved. I would hope that they would try to give Jordan Travis some easy throws. And just try to set him up for success. And maybe we can win this game. I'm not sure if it's Duke or Wake Forest. I haven't really been keeping up with the. I know those, one is on the 12th, one is on the 19th. I'm not sure if it's Duke or Wake Forest, but those are supposedly the next two games. So, I hope the coaching staff took advantage of this time to really get this team on track as far as what you're doing on the field. I hope it just wasn't just, you know, idle time. I realize that COVID was the factor for them not playing, quotation marks, but you can still do football stuff, even if it's virtual. I can't wait to see the depth chart for this week, just to see some of the new starters. This season is, I didn't expect the season to go like this. I thought we could at least win 5 or 6 games with just what we had on paper. So, you know, that just goes to show you. Games are not won and lost on paper. You actually have to go out and play the games. But definitely got some nice young, talented freshmen. Hopefully this next class can build upon that. And like I said, the goal I'm setting for them, not because I don't play, obviously, the goal I want to see is 6-6. I think 500 is just attainable. Has to be the mindset. I mean, if you're sitting here thinking college football playoff, you're not being realistic. If you're sitting here thinking ACC championship, you're not being realistic. As some coaches that can go into a program and flip the culture in a matter of months, Mack Brown. a guy who was interested in the Florida State job, Florida State alumnus, and they wouldn't give him an interview. Just, you know, bonehead leadership. Bonehead leadership. Then he goes to North Carolina and he turns around their program. Goes back to North Carolina and turns around that program. So, like I said, man, just bonehead leadership administration level. You know, just like I said before, some of the power brokers throughout the Florida State football world, they just need to step down. Because they got this program in a tailspin. The administration and the boosters are to blame for this. Not the fans, not the players, not even the previous coaches. You know, the money controls the program. That's the bottom line. And until money doesn't control the program, which wouldn't be never, because money, you know, at this level and the pros, money is the motivating factor. You know, until you can get it straight, you know, we're going to suck. You know, this isn't 1990. This isn't 1995. This ain't even 2000. 2020, man, you got to adjust with the times. And, you know, the boosters and the administration have refused to adjust with the times. And that's why we suck. It's real easy. Real easy. But like I said, I mean, just one. If Norvell can go 7-5 next year, the floodgates will open. You know it will. It's happened so many times. Just go 7-5 and look competent on offense and defense. And the floodgates will open. I can't really get hype about this game week, because at the last couple of times, the rug has been snatched from under me. So I just have to, you know, compose myself and, you know, just wait until Saturday. I don't even know what time the game is going to be played, because I hate to get myself excited throughout the whole week and then you get to Saturday and nothing. So, you know, I'll just keep checking the internet, checking YouTube, Google, and just trying to keep tabs on it. And just hopefully the game will be played. You know, that's all you can hope for. Trying to think. I don't even know if we're going to be favored in this game. They would probably have it at even. Maybe Duke is a slight favorite. I could definitely see that Duke is like a 3-point favorite, which sucks for us. I mean, but it is what it is. We haven't earned anything. You know, just whatever you did in that North Carolina game. I mean, me, if I would have been the coach, I would have tried to replicate whatever I did in that game. Because that was, you know, at least that first half, that team in the first half against North Carolina could have played in any era of Florida State in those first two quarters. And that's what you need to try to recapture. So that concludes this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.